What's up, everyone, and welcome back to Hot Take, where I, along with my boy Nat, talk about sports, give you our hottest takes, primarily on basketball. We're just a couple guys who love the sport, love sports in general, and this is where we come to just talk about sports, talk about basketball. But it has been a minute, and Nat is powering through some sickness. Nat, thank you so much for being here and for braving the storms.
Any chance I get to roast Darvinham, even if I am sick at the moment, well, almost healthy at the moment, you know, I'll take those chances. But yeah, it's been a while. Very nice intro. That's a kind of like a, you know, 2 week hiatus type intro. I like that a lot. But I'm excited to top it up with you again today because it's playoff basketball, man. The playoffs, finally.
And it's been a minute since we last spoke. I think the last time we met up, the NCAA championships hadn't even wrapped up yet. Which, did you watch the men's and the women's? Or either or?
I sort of watched the women's. I was out with friends that night, and it was on the TV, like in the background. So as we were hanging out, I was like peeping a little bit during the game. I think it was not Iowa who won, right? It was UConn. No, it was South Carolina?
Or South USC? Carolina.
One of those. Yeah, South Carolina.
So,
yeah, I mean, like, I didn't watch it, you know, with, you know, the full undivided attention, but I still appreciated that game. It was nice.
So my heart wanted Iowa and Caitlin Clark to win. It's her senior year. She's obviously going to go, well, she did go number one overall in the WNBA draft. So I was hype.
Mm-hmm.
But logically, I knew that South Carolina, they're just beast. I mean, they completed a perfect season. And in the regular season, they haven't, like, their record over the last three seasons is like 370 something wins and three losses in 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. They're to say that they're a beast is an understatement. I felt like the women's one was just so hype. Like the storylines, the characters, the coaches, beautiful finals match. I thought there was great mutual respect on all ends. The men's one, so obviously Purdue lost to UConn. UConn wins again. A lot of people are debating whether or not Zach Edey is, you know, a top NBA prospect. But in my head, like, it's a weak draft class this year. Zach Edey ain't nothing, man. Like, he's legit.
Oh, yeah. He'd be a great fit next to AD. You know,
it's so funny you said that because I literally saw a post on Instagram where it's like, the caption was like, oh, all these people sleeping on Zach Edey. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, here's Miami, and like it's him in the jersey. I'm like, bro, please, we need a big, man. We need a big, which we'll get into.
You guys do need a big.
We need a big. Definitely. We need some size, man. But yeah, so that was the NCAA tournament, men and women. And then obviously we had the WNBA draft. We mentioned earlier, Caitlin Clark goes number one.
Hold on real quick. I remember in our previous podcast years ago, you were a big Paige Bueckers fan. Seeing her in the, you know, tournament this year, kind of battling against Caitlin Clark, you know, how did you feel being fans of both Caitlin and Paige and seeing Paige come out on top?
So,
oh, was it Paige? No, it was, oh, sorry, it was Caitlin.
Caitlin came out on top. Mind you, so to lead up to Caitlin versus Paige, obviously Caitlin had to beat LSU and Angel Reese, which was an amazing rematch from the year before where LSU beat them. That was a great game. UConn had to play USC and with Juju Watkins. Have you seen her hoop?
Nasty.
Bro. she is her. Like, she is the future of the sport. Like, I have no shadow of a doubt. If that's how good she is as a freshman, I can't imagine in the next coming years. And then for her to be a, you know, top draft prospect. But to see Juju and Paige go at it, that was a treat. Both are like so super skilled. And then to see Paige and Caitlin go at it, I think, you know, with Paige having the injury and then Caitlin having a little bit more experience and deeper runs in the tournament, you know, that kind of showed. But there's such great high hopes for Paige Bueckers next year, and like her being like the kind of the last man standing of this year's team, because everyone, you know, a lot of her teammates got drafted this year. So it's exciting to see what she's going to bring to the table next year. And hopefully, I thought she was going to go to the draft this year. Kind of wish she did. Mm-hmm. But I wish nothing but the best for her for next season. Is going to be, I think it's good that she stayed, because it's going to keep women's college basketball just as relevant, you know?
Definitely. And who knew she liked gospel music?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Apparently that's one of her like get hype songs before games, is gospel.
That's music. So interesting. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
To each his own, or her own in this case.
Her own, yeah.
I'm hyped for her. You mentioned, you know, years ago, I was talking about Paige. I've been following her Paige since high school. So to see her come this far, overcome injury and stuff like that, I can't wait to see what the future has for her. Before we get into NBA, I also just want to throw it out there, just because it's been on my mind since it's happened. Do you watch UFC at all?
I do not. No.
Bro.
But Twitter goes crazy whenever those events come out.
Bro, I can get you to be a huge follower of the UFC. I can get you to be a huge fan. I promise you, bro. Like,
okay, let's give it a try. Let's give it a try.
Okay. I got to set it up. Like, so what makes the UFC so great is the storylines that lead up to the fights, the individual fighters, what they fight for, what they're about, and the vlogs that the UFC does to follow each fighter leading up to fight week and fight night is so well done that a lot of the times you don't know who you're rooting for between certain fighters. You're like, I really like this one, but man, this guy has a great story. Like, oh, I like her story and what she's fighting for. So they're really good at pulling at your heartstrings. But UFC 300 happened last weekend. One of when the roster came out of who was going to fight, I was kind of like, oh, this is kind of mid. And I feel like a lot of people felt the same way. Bro, it did not disappoint. That I'm sure you saw like on social media and stuff like that. Bro, it was one of the most wild nights I've ever experienced.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, especially the last three fights were for a belt. And all of them, for the first time in the longest that I can remember, all three fighters who I wanted to win ended up winning. I was like, oh my God, this is, yeah. But
nice.
Yeah. If I'm going to get you hooked onto the UFC. Brain is hooked on UFC right now.
You sound like me watching WrestleMania, WWE, wrestling. I know. Okay. There's a stigma around wrestling that it's fake, all that stuff. It's partially correct. But again, like you said, good storylines. You're not sure who to like root for when there's two good competitors against each other. Just kind of reminded me of wrestling, and I've been hooked into it lately. I was a fan growing up, but now recently I kind of came back and watched it. And actually, it's funny because UFC and WWE both got,
yes,
not merged, but you know, in the same kind of parent company,
yeah,
TKO, all that stuff. So again, we're kind of in the same realm, man. Almost there.
They're making Mega Millions together, bro. Like,
for sure, for sure.
The literally the worldwide leaders in combat sports.
Yes, sir.
And to your point, like, I mean, I grew up a wrestling fan also, and then I kind of fell off, especially after like The Rock left. You know,
he came back for this recent run. It's insane. And he looked great in the ring too, like for 54, 53. Yeah. I don't know what his age is, but yeah, man, that was amazing.
But it's wild, like, and I know they do like little gimmicks, like I think what's his name? Speed or something like that was
Speed. I don't know about Speed. Like recently good, or like in the
YouTube,
past?
A YouTube.
Oh yeah. I Show Speed was a guest appearance.
Yeah.
He was like in a prime bottle costume with Logan Paul, like walk with Logan Paul to the ring.
Yeah.
By the way, Logan Paul is great for a wrestler. Like for a beginner wrestler, Logan Paul is great. He's a very good one, you know, starting out. But yeah, Speed was like in the show. He got RKO'd by Randy Orton. It was hilarious.
I saw him in a neck brace.
That kind of just gets like his following and his he just attracts people, Speed. So him being there with WWE that night was really cool.
To kind of piggyback off your point, Logan Paul, what Logan Paul is to wrestling is what Jake Paul is to boxing. Like at first you're kind of like, oh, this is kind of gimmicky, but then like you watch them and you're like, wait, like they're actually legit. Like Jake Paul is a boxer. Logan Paul is a wrestler. Like, well, I mean, Logan did wrestle in high school.
Yeah, is Jake's gimmick also like, oh, I'm the YouTuber who's brand new to this?
Yes.
Okay.
He kind of feeds that. He feeds that narrative, like, oh, I'm just a YouTuber, but like my man's gets knockouts, like, you know.
And so, he's facing Mike Tyson in a few months, right? Like,
yeah, that one, I'm not too sure about. Like, that's kind of.
I'm gonna tune in for that for sure. I'm gonna watch that for sure. That's gonna be interesting.
Man, that one, I was like, all right, bro. Like, that's your death sentence. Like, Mike Tyson was one of the scariest men alive, bro.
Granted, you know, the age disparity, the age gap is gonna be pretty big for that fight, but
it will be.
I think Mike is not showing any signs of you know of changed, you know, the abilities. So
yeah, he still got that power and that technique, man. He's fast. He's fast for his age. The only thing is, if Jake Paul can avoid him and make the fight last longer, that's where Tyson is going to struggle. I don't think he has the conditioning for it anymore. I mean, he's in his mid-50s, so.
Yeah, man, he and LeBron James doing this for so long, and despite being old as heck, you know, still being on his prime.
Mike is more of a legitimate GOAT than... Gosh, that's neither here nor there.
We're still doing this. Yeah. That's a different episode. Different recording, all in all.
Speaking of LeBron James, let's get into the NBA playoffs, man. The playoffs are here. We missed out like the last couple of weeks of the season, which let me bridge it this way, segue into the playoff discussion this way. It was, for both of our teams, pretty important that the last couple games of the season, high like positioning stakes, you know, but your team, the Lakers, they got that seventh seed, you know, they locked it in. My team fumbled the bag, like they got the eighth spot, which is okay, whatever, and then they had to face Philly to see who's gonna be 7-8, like legit. Right. They are up.
You guys had that game too, by the way,
bro. Up 14.
Wait, but before we get there first, right? I want to just call out that the Lakers, Pelicans, Kings, Warriors, those 7 through 10 seeds, didn't know who they were playing until the very last moment, because the top three seeds, Minnesota, Denver, and Thunder, they were all tied. I think
it was a three-way tie day, first.
Yeah, the day of the last day of games. So that last day, Billy decided the seeding. And then from there in the play-in, people were kind of suggesting that the Lakers tank the first play-in game to get the Thunder in the first round. I do understand that, but no. But yeah, that's all I want to say. So back to your Heat. Yes, they were supposed to win against Philly for the seventh seed, but didn't.
I was literally praying and begging that they would get the seventh seed, just because I know, like, I would rather face a depleted Knicks team, and then
arguably, who wouldn't over the Boston Celtics? Who wouldn't want to face the Knicks over the Celtics?
Exactly. Come on, and then now, not only that, but let's say, you know, we made it through the Knicks. I think the round after we would face the winner between Bucks and
Pacers.
Mm-hmm. I would have taken either of those also. Like, please, you know, give me one of those scenarios.
Yep.
But no, Miami does its typical Miami thing. Like, same exact thing they did last year, where they had to fight for their life to get the eighth and final spot, and they pull it off against the same exact team.
They want to do it the hard way, I guess.
Oh, God. Yeah, they did it the hard way without Jimmy Butler, man. Like, injuring his MCL in the first quarter of the game against Philly.
Yeah, and then playing through it too.
That's what game. I think that was the biggest mistake. I understand, like, they wanted it, but like, I don't know, man. Did you see him walking out of the tunnel after the game?
Yeah, or what's even the arena? He was like slow and like very, very laboring with his leg, but
no weight on it, struggling.
To be honest, though, like, did you know he had that kind of severe injury in the game itself, the last three quarters? Because kind of seemed like he was just sort of normal. I mean, he wasn't scoring as much, obviously, but he kind of seemed like he was fine.
The way he was moving, I think it was all adrenaline. Yeah. But once that adrenaline wore off, like, he was done.
Right.
He was donezo, bro. Just like Miami, they're donezo. So, yeah, that set off the playoff, you know, scenario. And just for knowledge sake. So in the East, right now it's Boston versus Miami at the 1-8. 4-5 is Cavs Magic. 3-6 Bucks Pacers. 2-7 Knicks Sixers. And then in the West, 1-8 Thunder Pelicans. 4-5 Clips Mavs. 3-6 Timberwolves Suns. And then 2-7 Nuggets Lakers. I wanted to first, prior to the games, I had messaged you asking you what your predictions would be for each round, for each first round game.
Series. Yeah.
Series. Correct. Let's go through that and then we'll go to each series. And then now that the weekend is done, we've already got a game underneath. Do we change? Is it the same? Stay the same? What our thoughts are might be. So, for example, I texted you for the Celtics Heat. I said Celtics are going to win in four. Clean sweep. For Knicks Sixers, I had the Knicks in six. Pacers Bucks, I had Pacers in six.
Agree with you.
And then Magic versus Cavs, I had Magic in seven.
That's where I disagreed. I'm thinking it's Cavs in seven.
So up until that point, we agreed you have the Cavs winning in seven instead of the Magic.
Correct.
In the West, so Thunder versus Pelicans, I had Thunder in five.
Same.
Nuggets, Lakers, I had Nuggets in six.
I mean, that's where you're wrong, objectively wrong. It's Lakers in six all the way.
We'll see about that. Then we have Timberwolves, Suns. I have Wolves in six.
For me, it's Suns in seven.
That's what you told me on Saturday. Suns in seven.
Yep.
Did I leave one out?
Mavs. Yeah. But we both agree with Mavs.
Clippers. In seven. Yeah. Mavs, Clippers in seven. Let's go to the. You want to start with the East or West?
East first. East.
Okay. East first. 1-8. Celtics Heat. Does your prediction change?
Very quick discussion here. Not much to be said, given that Jimmy is out for the next few weeks. And I don't know if it'll be a sweep. I think Miami just steals one game just because they're Miami and just the way that they're wired. Like, they'll just steal one game, or maybe the Celtics will have their foot off the gas for a game and then just, you know, act stupid for once. But yeah, Celtics will win this first round series regardless of who it was, whether if it was Chicago, if it was Philly, they would have won this first round series regardless.
So since the Jimmy Butler Miami era, with the exception of the year that the Celtics went to the finals, the Heat have beat the Celtics in the playoffs. So I feel like this year, obviously the Celtics have a much, much better team. I think they have a different mentality and different mindset where they know that Miami's kind of had their number in the postseason. And I think they want to squash that. And that this is the year to do it. I think they're still going to go with the clean sweep. I see no hope for Miami in this scenario, especially without Jimmy.
Game one yesterday, Boston starts with a 14-0 run.
Yeah.
Like, they were just...
And they shoot lights out. They cannot miss, bro. Like, when they're like that, they cannot miss. And I feel like this is the one team that they want to really show up against is Miami. Especially with, like, Miami fans being like, we want Boston. You know, like... Yeah, I think it's... As much as I love Kuya Eric, I don't think he could coach his way out of this one at all. Yeah. I don't even think he can get a game with the current roster that we have. Just kind of quickly throwing it out there, Heat Celtics, who in this series, by the time this series is done, who do you think the leading scorer is going to be?
Jaylen Brown.
That's what I said. I said Jaylen Brown.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, just the way that he was like shooting that ball yesterday in that game one, my God. He was...
Yeah. I think it's going to be Jaylen Brown.
Sniper.
Let's go Knicks.
Sixers. So we're currently recording this Monday night. They're about to play in a few minutes. I think that game one kind of it kind of hurt the Sixers, obviously because they lost. But I think that that game was honestly sort of winnable. It was pretty close down the wire, close game. And, you know, you got the OG three, the Josh Hart three, that kind of just... you know, dagger in the heart for the Sixers. But with Embiid, you know, looking like that and with his knee kind of in bad shape, and he's still able to have a nice game and you're keeping the game close, I think you have a good chance of winning the series. But again, you lost game one. Knicks have all of the momentum going forward, and I think it's hard now to kind of choose Philly to win.
So are you keeping your pick on Knicks in six?
I'm keeping it for
Who do you
sure.
think is, yeah, I'm keeping it also. Who do you think is the leading scorer
I mean,
in the series? So it doesn't
I
necessarily
will.
have to be a Knicks player.
That's what I was gonna ask, because I would say it's Joel Embiid. Like, I mean, I think it's Joel Embiid.
I think it's going to be Jalen Brunson. I had Brunson as a leading scorer.
Dude, they were locking him up in the first game. I mean, actually, what was the stat line for the first game? I just remember seeing, like, they were blitzing him. They were forcing the pass out of the pick and roll. I mean, I'm not sure that's going to be any different for games two through seven or six.
I think he'll figure it out though.
Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty nifty. I think Tibbs will figure something out. Next one we have Bucks Pacers. You and I both said Pacers in six. Does that change? Stay the same?
I'll say that's the only series in this list that I would consider changing my pick for, because last night just kind of, I think, shocked everybody, because everybody's thinking, oh, Giannis has a calf strain, he'll be out for a few games, Pacers will win one or two on the road. You know, that's what we had thought at first. But yesterday, Damon was like, nah, y'all are wrong. And then scores 35 points in the first half. So, I mean, that pick for me, I don't want to change it. I'll keep my prediction as Pacers in six. But again, very hard to support that pick if Dame's going to be going off like this every single game. So we'll see what happens.
I think that game was an outlier game. It was mainly Dame. Like it was mainly Dame. Like,
That's true.
yeah.
That's true.
So I still have Pacers in six. I forgot to mention, so in this series, Milwaukee's up 1-0. But yeah, I think that's they're gonna get one more game and that's it. So I have Pacers, I'm keeping it in six. Who do you have as your leading scorer for the series?
Oh, Dame, hands down.
Dame. Yeah, I'm going Dame also. Because especially like the rest of the team's not gonna be able to score, bro. Like I don't know where else they're gonna get scoring from, so it's all gonna be
Well,
Dame.
actually, to that point, so looking at the box score, Chris scored 23, and then Bobby scored 15, Brooks scored 11, and the rest were in single digits. So, I mean, if you got Chris Middleton putting up 20, at least 20 each game, I mean, that's good help too, you know?
I
I
don't
mean,
think he
mind
will
you,
though.
dang, man, you're a Bucks hater. Oh my gosh, I didn't see this coming. And yeah, dude, like, what's up with Halliburton, man? Like, he had this sweet run in the middle of the season. Everyone was like, kind of, you know, just over the moon about him, but now he's kind of just had a slow regression, and now
I think it's
he's like,
injury. I think the injury is messing with him.
oh,
Yeah.
okay, fair point. Yeah, dude, 9 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds last night for
Yeah.
Tyrese. I mean, that's rough.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe he'll bounce back game two.
Maybe. Well, I mean, I hope so. Because
Yeah.
he's the Bucks killer, so we'll see. It's deer season. I'm just kidding. I don't think it's deer season. I don't know when that is. But anyway,
don't know.
I think it's in the fall. Next series, Magic. I said Magic in seven, you said Cavs in seven. Are you
Yep.
keeping your prediction, changing it?
That was before game one, and I'm glad I picked Cavs, because that first game looked pretty bad for the Magic. They couldn't even score. They couldn't even score on, you know, open shots. And you had Donovan Mitchell going crazy the whole entire game too. So they're playing right now as well. We'll see what happens in game two, but I like the Cavs in this spot here.
So I still have Magic in seven. I feel like, you know, that first game, it's their first time in the playoffs in a while. Especially with a young team like that, you get the jitters, you know, playoff jitters and stuff like that.
Okay, fair
So I
point.
feel like and their coach is great, man. Like I feel like, you know, I think he's gonna be in the running for Coach of the Year. So I feel like I'm gonna keep it
Real
Magic in
quick,
seven.
just a quick game check here as we're recording this Monday night. The Cavs 30, Magic 18 at the end of the first quarter.
That's
So
okay.
that's okay.
They'll figure it
I'm
out.
saying, you know,
Yeah, they'll figure
up
it out.
12. Okay.
Still early in the game. Who do you think the leading scorer for the series is going to be?
Oh, Mitchell, for sure.
So
don't say Paolo.
Logically, that's what you would say. But if I'm being perfectly honest, you know, I'm going to my original thought was Paolo. I thought Paolo was going to be the leading scorer for this series. So you never know. It's going to be a long series.
Hey, I mean, 6 points right now in the first quarter. It's a pretty good pace.
If you could do that for the other three, that's 24 points already.
There we go.
Some math right there. Let's move on to the West.
Ooh, let's go.
So we have Thunder, Pelicans. We both said Thunder in five. Keeping it, yep, or changing it?
I'm going to keep it. My only comments on this series was this series I thought was going to be the most boring series out of all of the series for round one, or the one I watched the least personally. But last night, man, that was a nail biter, because the Pelicans almost had it, you know, like, yeah, they literally could have won this game if they had called a timeout and not, they had like, what, three offensive rebounds, put up three threes, they all were bricks. If they had just called a timeout, you know, set up a play for Ingram or for Trey Murphy the third and score three, you're like, yo, you're good. But didn't, you know, the cards didn't fall that way. Thunder win. Shea was clutch down the, you know, last few minutes of the game. And obviously they're the first seed in the West, so Thunder are going to win, and I'm going to keep that pick.
You know, I should mention Thunder are up right now 1-0 in the series, but also, mm-hmm, it hurts the Pelicans not having Zion. I think the series would have been a little bit more interesting if Zion was playing.
Do we have a timetable for his return? I think he'll be back for the series at some point.
I'm like he worries me. Like, his injury history worries me, so I'm not too sure about.
He's had a hamstring injury too. Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah. We'll see. It's not too. What's it called? The hamstring injuries are always like the absolute trickiest. Like, those take the absolute longest to fully recover from.
Yep.
And like, with his size and his body, I don't know, man.
I mean, he did slim down and get a little bit more healthier for the playoffs. So
he did. He did. Who do you have as the leading scorer for this one?
I mean, I'll go with the MVP candidate, Shea.
I think that's a solid pick. Let me see. Next series, we have Nuggets, Lakers.
Should we say this for last? Should we say it for last? Let's say it for last.
Okay, we'll save it for last. We'll go back to that one. So the one after that, we have Timberwolves, Suns.
Really good series.
I said Timberwolves in six. You said Suns in seven.
Yes.
Are you keeping your prediction or are you changing it?
I am going to keep it. And by the way, you know, they're currently, Timberwolves are up 1-0 in the series. I'm going to keep it only because, and it's the only reason why, only because I think there's a lot of pressure on KD to win or get as far in the playoffs as possible this year, given he wants to go to Phoenix. Phoenix kind of gives up a lot of assets for him to be there. I think there's a lot of pressure on KD to kind of make things happen. So I know Ant is stunning. Ant is phenomenal, but
Michael Jordan reincarnated.
His son. Michael Jordan's son. Ant, my gosh, last night was insane. But I think KD and Booker find a way. Booker was what, 5-16 or 5-17 on the field last night. So shot pretty poorly, but I think he kind of comes around and comes back to normal tomorrow and shoots his, you know, 25, 28 points, six assists, all that good stuff. So I'm going Suns.
I'm sticking with Timberwolves because they have Jaden McDaniels. as Anthony Edwards said.
Good reference. Yeah.
No, like, what it is for me with the Timberwolves, not only do they have Anthony Edwards, who can arguably be the best player on the court, you know, mm-hmm, in this series. But I feel like their team overall is just deeper. Like, you can get scoring from Gobert. You can get scoring from Cat. You can get scoring from McDaniels. And then, like, the one that's, like, low-key sneaky but extra frisky is Naz Reid.
Naz Reid, man. What a guy. What a guy.
Bro. Dude,
When he shoots the ball, it always feels like it's going to go in. Like, I just don't know. It's like a Steph Curry kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just Naz Reid, man. That's all I got to say. It's Naz Reid.
Why can't Miami get a guy like that? Like,
oh, he's for sure a culture guy, for sure.
Oh, 100%.
What I will say, though, watching the game, I was like, my gosh, their defense is insane. The Timberwolves.
Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, if KD got past the defender, there was a guy helping right away, you know? And I think the McDaniels-Alexander Walker pairing of them guarding both Booker and Durant, it's going to be a good series.
Oh, for sure. Watch,
man. It's going to be great.
Who do you have as the leading scorer in this series?
I'm going to say KD, even though it won't be as impactful as Ant scoring. I mean, I'm sure that they'll both be leading scorers for their teams, but KD will be probably be the better, you know, leading scorer.
Not Bradley Beal?
Oh, sorry. Bol Bol. Is that better?
Oh, yeah,
I don't think he played. I don't think he played in
probably
the
first
game. So.
Yeah, my heart wants to say Anthony Edwards, but it's for sure going to be KD as the leading scorer for this series.
For sure.
Next one on the docket, the Clippers have a 1-0 lead over the Mavs.
This hurts.
I said Mavs in seven. You said Mavs in seven. Are you liking that pick? Are you changing it?
I think I'm going to stay with Mavs in seven. How about you?
Yeah, I'm going to stay Mavs in seven. Like, I still have high hopes. I don't fully believe in the Clips. I don't believe in playoff James Harden.
What's crazy is, like, I love Russ, though. I love same, Russ. And, same. Like, I want him to succeed. But I hate the Clippers, too. I don't like him. So I'm at a crossroads here. But,
yeah, Russell Westbrook was on your Mount Rushmore.
He was.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know the same for you, but, like, what I noticed was the Mavs kind of got, like, shocked by how well the Clippers were playing early on. And, you know, I think they were up almost like 30 points by the half,
yeah.
Clippers. So, like,
yeah.
I think obviously they're going to adjust. Like, they're definitely going to. I mean, Luka's had their number in the past.
Yeah.
I know Kawhi wasn't there. Kawhi was hurt. He wasn't there, fine. But I think even with Kawhi in, I think Luka still finds a way. Because now Luka has the size
to help
him out. He's got Gafford. He's got Washington. He's got Lively. And those guys, this is their first playoff game, right? Pretty much for each of them. So I think it's just, like you said, playoff jitters for the Mavs. And then you got Kyrie, who's always a, you know, reliable scorer down the stretch. I think it'll be fine.
I think so, too. So still Mavs in seven. Who's your leading scorer for that series?
Luka. I'm kind of cheaping out these answers, but I mean, it's true. It's Luka.
I feel like in order for them to win this series, it has to be Luka.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could be Kyrie, too. But Luka is also.
I would still lean more heavy towards Luka. I'm going to say Luka for the series. Okay, last but certainly not least, we have the Nuggets up 1-0 against your beloved Lakers. I said Nuggets in six. You said Lakers in six.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I can't wait to hear this argument.
You're laughing. You know, I'm going to stay on my pick. I'm not going to change it. The one thing that we shouldn't do in this case is overreact to game one. Okay. It's on the, you know, Denver's got the home court. Of course they're gonna win game one. You know, it's home court. What I liked about game one was we were up big. Well, not up big, but we were up nicely with a 12-point lead in the first half. I think we kind of got lost a bit in the sauce, and then we were up three at the half. Then we lost the game in the second half, obviously. But I like how AD played a great game. LeBron played a good game too, but he had a lot of turnovers. I think he had 7 of their 12 turnovers in the whole entire game. I just, D'Lo. I got to hold my tongue against D'Lo. I do predict that he gets subbed out in the series, and maybe Gabe Vincent starts with the Reeves, or maybe Dinwiddie starts with the Reeves. C. Wood comes back for game three. I've heard from Shams. He's coming back for game three. So maybe AD and Wood. AD at the four, Wood at the five. I mean, I don't know. It can go a plethora of ways here. But I think, and like, why didn't Ham play Jackson Hayes or Gabe Vincent at all in the second half? I mean, that's beyond me. But he played the five starters and Torian Prince, like, heavy minutes. Like, what are you doing here? Like, come on, use your guys. I hope they adjust in game two. Darvin Ham had a comment post game in an interview saying like, "Oh, I'm saving my adjustments for game two." I'm like, bro, use all of them for game one. Use all of them for game one. Why are you saving adjustments for? This is not like some kind of, you know, like saving food for a whole week. No, like this is, we'll see if Lakers win game two. They have to win game two, because if not, they'll be in a pretty tough situation here. But yeah, I mean, it's the champs. A lot of debate going on about, oh, tanking game seven. Sorry, tanking for the seven seed, be the eight seed instead, face the Thunder. Honestly, if they did play the Thunder, it'd be an easier series. They'd probably win that series, if you're asking me. But kind of good to have Denver now. Have them early in the playoffs, so you're kind of, well, you know, at your best in terms of, like, rest, in terms of recovery, in terms of energy. So I'm hoping for game two to be in the Lakers' favor. They can do it, because they already tried to do it in game one. They were up 12 in the first quarter. So they have the pieces. They have the formula. Just don't be don't be yourselves, basically. Don't get in your own way and start getting lazy on defense, sleeping on defense. Like, you know, these are the champions. You don't want to, you know, be caught sleeping at the wheel just because, you know, you're tired. Like, that's not going to cut it. So I'm staying with Lakers in six. I have firm belief that they will win the series and win the championship. That's my monologue.
I'm on. Mic drop.
Mic off to the side.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's. I've heard delusional, but. Man.
No, but it's called admiration. It's called loyalty to your team. You know what I mean?
Oh, I feel it.
You know, it's like those Heat fans. You know, yeah. Those Heat fans calling all those players Heat culture guys when they're not. You know, it's same thing.
I feel like there's one little wrinkle to your prediction, though, that might derail it. To you, in your opinion, as a basketball fan, is coaching of great importance?
Yes.
You see where I'm going with this?
I do see where you're going with this.
So if there was a top five list of worst NBA coaches right now, is Darvin Ham on that list?
He's number one. I mean, maybe two behind Monty Williams, like worst record in their whole franchise history. Like, I mean, that's kind of deserves number one spot if you're going top five worst coaches, but top two.
Yeah, I can see that.
But by the way, so they released the finalists for Coach of the Year, and they showed the voting for all of the, I think, whoever voted for each coach. Darvin Ham got zero votes for Coach of the Year. I mean, like, yeah, duh. Like, come on now. Gosh, who are we fooling here? Nobody.
You don't say. Did you see any for Kuya Eric?
Top three are Juwan Mosley, Eric Daigneault, and Chris Finch, by the way. I mean, I'm sure Spoelstra gets like some every year. I mean, why not?
I hope so. Poor guy. Okay, so you have obviously the Lakers still pulling this off by some miracle. Miracle of delusion. I still have the Nuggets in six.
Yep. All right, so you do have them losing some games in the series.
Yeah. It's not a sweep. Okay. Yeah, okay. It's not a sweep.
All right.
Leading scorer.
I mean, it's kind of got to be Jokic, right? Like, his points are automatic every game.
Yeah, I'm going Jokic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't really see it being anyone else. Unless it's like a seven-game series and it's all LeBron. Like, LeBron has to be like, you know, mid-2010 LeBron.
I was going to say AD for that, but I know he's had a roller coaster of performances at times. Like, he'll go off in one game, be a dud in game two. So we'll see if he proves me wrong here in game two tonight and he goes off for like 40 or 35, and then I'll probably see AD at that point.
Man, I can't wait to see where we are in a week from now.
By the way, did you see Jokic's ad or commercial for Despicable Me?
I saw something about it. I didn't watch it.
It's perfect. Please go watch it after this. It's perfect. Like, they think that he's grew, and it makes sense. Like, he's got the look. And he arrived in game one with Gru's outfit. He's got like the gray and black striped scarf, a black top, black, like it was just perfect. Like I don't know. It's so Jokic to be like part of an ad for that type of thing.
Right.
Not like a drink, not like a, you know, fashion designer brand. Nah, he's Despicable Me 4. Like it's perfect. It makes total sense.
I gotta check it out. Before we wrap up, do you have any fun? Oh, so the last time we were on, you said you had two fun facts and then you were going to save the second one. Do you happen to remember what that fun fact was?
I don't. Do you remember if I had a Shaq one by any chance?
A what?
A Shaq related fun fact.
No.
Okay. I think I remember this one that I was the one I was talking about, the other one.
Okay.
Guess how many three-pointers made that Shaq has in his career?
Three.
Let me just do a quick confirmation here in Google search. I think it's two. I think he's only had two in his career.
Two. Dang, I was close.
You're a little bit optimistic. You're a little bit more optimistic than
I knew it was most. Something low for his career.
I want to see those two threes that he made and just how.
I think I remember them. Those? And like they were just laughing after he took them. Like they weren't serious.
I will come better prepared with a better fun fact next time.
No, that was a good one.
That was my one out of my pocket. You know, it was like a quick thing. So
I like it. Quick draw. Okay, before we go, last time we talked about like TV shows and stuff like that. So Brain and I were on like season 4 of Peaky Blinders. She's hooked. There's been some dramatic things that have happened. I mentioned last time Warrior, this TV show Warrior that was on Max, but now it's on Netflix. Oh, yeah. Oh, so good. I have two episodes left before the season ends, but like I'm trying to save it only because I don't know if they're going to renew a season on Netflix or if that's going to be the end of the series, which I hope is not. And then Shogun, I have to catch up on Shogun. I don't know about
Shogun. You. Oh my gosh, dude. You got to catch up.
Okay.
Episode 9 last week was an all-timer.
Oh my so god.
And then tomorrow is the finale. I'm hyped for that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. I think I'm on like I have to watch episode 7. So I'm well behind.
A little bit, but that's all right. You got time.
Yeah. Plenty of time. Anything else before we sign off?
No. I mean, just glad to be back doing this with you for the playoffs, man. It's going to be fun.
Same.
Hopefully I'm in a nice mood next week. The Lakers are up 2-1. You know, in the series. So
we'll see.
Hope for that. Yep.
We'll see. Optimism. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see everyone next time. Later, Nat.
Later.
Nan.